This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tom, I've got to say, you walked into the studio or to the station this morning very happy and very excited. Why was that?
Well, it was. I have just... this guy's not a tradie. He was a stripper on his way down. He was 6'4".
Right.
His King G's were that tight. Oh, my God. Then his orange shirt, the muscles were coming out of it. And then I'm trying to look at him and his mates walking. I nearly walked on the homeless man asleep on the corner. And then I made a scene and everyone looked and I thought, oh, yeah, man, I was perving at your rear end.
Was that just down here?
Oh, my God. And that's why I was trying to yell, throw rocks at the window of this studio to try and get you bastards to look at. No, you don't understand. I've seen some hot tradies, but this guy...
Should have taken a photo for us. We could have.
Yeah, but that looks creepy when I'm the only one on the street at 5:30 in the morning. I've already walked on a homeless man.
There's this new survey out and it's identified the most common injuries young people are having while having sex.
Only for the young?
It was a survey of 18 to 24-year-olds. But you know what? Some of these may apply to you too, Tom.
So what... Yeah, poor creepy Andy's would have been what? Lack of it? What's your injury? Yeah. Friction burn. Is that included?
So a third of the people surveyed, 18 to 24-year-olds, have injured themselves during sex, according to this survey.
Yeah,
the adventurous
have
people...
Have you ever been injured?
I may have been, I'll tell you.
Were you the injurer or the injuree?
You know what? Hang on, let me read this
okay,
first.
Yeah.
The adventurous people have hurt themselves by pulling muscles 31%. Oh.
I've done that behind a schoolyard toilet once or twice, isn't it? Is that what we're talking about? Oh, you mean like when you hurt your tendons?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I like this one, hitting heads with their partner. 30% have hit heads with... I've done that before.
Okay, it took me a minute. I'm thinking, what head? I thought
banging your head.
I thought you were talking about sword fighting, because that can hurt sometimes, let me tell you. Especially if someone's got like a big saber and the other one's got a little dagger. It's not fair.
Another 30% have bumped into walls.
Why are you having sex?
Yep.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
I mean, if you're walking into walls, there's a problem.
Other injuries include falling out of bed.
Oh, that's
20%.
Okay. Well, I think I told you that last week when I tried to get sexy and bought satin sheets and tried to dive across the bed naked, looking sexy, and ended up against the wall. Yeah, so I have hit a wall trying to have...
You've hit...
I technically hadn't, yeah.
And the other one, 19%, was suffering burns.
Yeah, but that's called an STI. See a doctor, keep it in your pants until you figure that out. Hang on,
listen to this. The study revealed some had vomited.
Oh, no, you've read the first page of my new book.
That's what I was going to say.
Shit, this has all come from me.
Had a toy stuck somewhere.
Oh, no, I've never done that. I don't know how that little smurf got there.
Some have been caught by their parents as well.
Oh, that's disgusting. Do you know, because I was thinking about that today when you said you're going to do it, and I thought, have I ever been, you know, like injured while I was having sex with Wayne? Is disappointment an injury? Because, God, I'm
disappointed. Oh, I've had a cramp, which was terribly embarrassing.
The poor prince has got a cramp. What, in your little toe? Oh, please stop moving. It's cramped. No, that's not real. Hey, if you're a man, you go through the cramp.
Well, I did, but I mean, you know, my face wouldn't have looked that good, I can tell you that. The survey was part of a campaign to encourage young people to be checked for STIs.
Excellent. Well, do you know, was it 9 o'clock today here on Bourke Street, I will be finished, so any young men between the ages of 18 and 24 that need any STI checks, come on down.
Well, I mean, this is the results, though. I mean, there was over 1,000 people surveyed, revealed 5% did not know what an STI was.
Oh, really?
And 16% said they had limited understanding of them.
Oh, see, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is why we need safe schools at school.
But what a great way to get people talking about it, hey?
The accidents.
Injuries that you've had.
Yeah. Well, you're going to tell me my... Oh, here he goes. Plays the song when he was going to tell me his injury.
Here's Hayden James.
Wonder why he was limping.
Have you heard of the term deep fake?
No.
Deep fake. It's a term. I hadn't heard of either, but it's
going to be about... what's that, Trump man? Doesn't he fake news?
He's a deep fake, definitely. It's artificial intelligence-based image synthesizing technique. So it's used to superimpose existing images and videos onto others. So when they burst onto the scene last year, these deep fakes, they said something else. It didn't take long for the new image technology to go from a harmless online fun... to a troubling tool for online harassment.
So, so if I had like a picture of someone doing something naughty, like you were the poo jogger. Let's just say.
I'm the poo jogger.
I could then go and put your face on the poo
You could then go and put your face on me and you would look like the poo jogger.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be doing that. I'm putting your face on. But that's what you mean. So I take in one picture and I impose somebody else's.
Yeah, but it's not just like, you know, the old cut and paste and copy.
It looks absolutely real.
Not
like those sites where you go, you know, have you seen those porn sites, you know, all those famous people? So, you know, you actually have a look and as you can see the head, the bobble.
No. But it's interesting because in January this year there was this desktop application called FakeApp that was launched and it allowed users to easily create and share videos where the faces have been swamped. And they didn't look like the ones you're talking about. You know,
like
where the head's rocking, you know, backwards and forwards. But it was used, one of the first things that was done was these celebrities were being superimposed on top of pornos.
Yeah, but
looking real.
Yeah.
Like looking as though they were actually doing it. So anyway, it was, you know, quickly condemned and removed because this was happening without consent.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, you're going to go and do it, I can tell.
Well, I'm about to hand you my phone because I'm saying, could you put that app on there? Because I'm sure I'm going to look better with Chris Hemsworth's body on my Grindr profile. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, well, exactly. This is what you can do. But the problem is they're not giving you consent to do it. But this new service, so in the US, one porn service is now, they jumped on the bandwagon and they've said, you know what, we're going to charge, right? And we're going to superimpose you on top of the porn stars.
So you give your consent.
Yeah. So you say, I'm okay for you to use these images and you send them into this company. You have to send lots of data. You have to send, you know, your voice and...
Oh, they want the whole
work. They want the whole lot so they can recreate you.
Well, if that's the case, I might as well do the porn myself. It'll save a lot of time and effort. You put the camera up in a corner. Why would I be bothered having to send emails to have somebody... Oh, people are stupid. Turn the camera the other way. Okay. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, but anyway, so they're, it's going to cost from a few hundred dollars to several thousand dollars.
Oh, shit. Well, now I'm out. I only get free apps on my phone, so if I'm paying for this crap, they don't happen.
So there you go. So someone's actually making money out of it, but there's an issue around how they're going to get consent to be able to do this sort of thing. Like, you know, how do you know that the person's being authentic and you're not just setting someone else up to have...
Yeah, we want to know the hard truth. Yeah. Well, we want to know if it's hard or not. We want to know the hard truth about how it happens.
Exactly. So if you can send me some of your images later today...
I've got a court order that told me to stop doing that to you. Do you know when I was coming on the train today,
right?
There was something rolling around under my feet. You know when you're sitting on the train and it keeps rolling? And, it, you know...
So like a can it's quarter of Coke to five. Or something.
I could hear it go... But I had music on, and it just kept hitting the back of my foot, so I kept pushing it back.
What was it, a drink bottle?
No. It was very similar shape.
Okay, it was
not as small.
An umbrella.
No. Let me just say that batteries might go in the end. This one wasn't battery operated.
A torch?
No. It wasn't battery operated. People sometimes insert it into positions.
A thermometer.
Close, a little bit bigger. Basically, it was a dildo.
Oh, really? On the train?
Yeah.
And you stayed sitting in that seat?
It was rolling under me, and I lifted my feet
so the dildo was rolling under you?
Going. Yeah, and then as it hit the back of the next people in front of me, I was kind of having a bit of a giggle. Then I thought, oh, God, don't laugh, Thomas. I think it's yours.
I would have thought if it was a properly shaped one, it would have stopped rolling.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't a realistic looking one. It was just sort of Jetson space looking one.
What on earth would it? Do you reckon it's fallen out of someone's bag or?
Listen, I just got the first train from Werribee. God knows where it's come from. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm lucky I've got here alive.
Because recently there was a woman in, I think, in WA, and she came across a black duck that she decided to take a photo of. I don't know if you've seen this going around social media. And so there's this image of this black object sitting in the grass by the lake.
But have you been to Western Australia? They've got black swans everywhere.
This is just a little duck. But there are ducks in the lake behind it. So it looks like, you know, one of them's...
Like a duck?
Yeah, one of them's gone for a bit of a walk up the hill. And
if it quacks like a duck?
It cracks like a duck.
Walks like a duck?
It's sat there and it's sort of, you know, there's a bigger part at the bottom and then there's this little sort of neck sticking up.
Oh, it looks,
right? So it looks like a duck sitting on the hill, but it's not.
What was it?
It was a dildo.
No.
It was. This is real.
Do you think it's the same one? No, the one.
No, this isn't the one
today.
You saw.
No,
this was in the paper. It was in WA Today.
Do you know what? They're getting around. So, it's you know, the whole saying, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Well, it's not. It's probably a dildo. I mean, what the hell's happening?
I've never had one rolling around on the train, though.
Do you know, well, my son's 18th birthday, he won't be listening, he's still in bed. He's now 27. On his 18th birthday, we all took him out here. We took him to a strip show. We took... Oh, hang on, Andy's going to put the duck on.
Yeah, so you can just shove that up on our Facebook page. Okay, go to Tom Warren on Joy.
But we took my son to a sex shop, him and his friends, drunk after we'd been drinking.
Right.
And we chased four straight boys, six gay guys with these big giant dongs chasing them around. Wonder why my son's probably not in a mental asylum, isn't it?
Are you sure they weren't ducks?
No, they were the big giant ones. They were the biggest one we could find, and we chased all these straight
the
mates
swans.
Around.
Yeah. So go to our Facebook page, have a look. Andy's going to put a photo up. It looks real. It looks really... Yeah.
It's not the one I saw on the Werribee train this morning, so if someone finds it, please return it to me. Yeah. I was too embarrassed to admit it on the train this morning. It probably was mine.
Oops, it fell out. Yeah. Oh, what's that rolling? I better pretend, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where that came from.
Tom, got to lose a little bit of weight, I reckon, both of us.
A little?
Yeah, we've got to tone up. You know why?
Hey, listen here. Don't you go, when you're pushing your negative energy on me, I'm fantastic.
No.
Have you seen me naked? I'm a bloody god. What the hell are you on about, pushing your negativity on?
Have you seen the latest men's fashion trend that's coming out?
No.
There's little crop tops, like right just underneath your pecs.
What do you mean a new trend? Have you seen my Facebook? If you look at a picture of me, I was wearing one last year. I'm standing there.
So you are, okay, were you?
Yeah, go and have a look at my, who's my husband, what's it called?
Wayne.
I get in here and I call him Warren. Isn't it terrible? Home and I go, hey, Warren.
And he's you're on a mission. You're going to find this crop top and put it up on
our
Facebook.
It's on there, yeah.
They're coming in.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're not mid, they're right up.
Yeah,
they're like little bikini things.
He's going to get the photo up. I've been wearing... Listen, sweetheart, if you're 50 and got a body like that, you'd be getting around in one as well. But I used to... Could you imagine when I used to live on the farm? I actually used to do it. So I wonder why, you know, a guy raising three children being gay out in the country, I'd be walking around in a midriff top.
Right.
I had a natural six-pack. I was showing these fucking country boys what we're doing. I'm looking hot, boy.
Okay, lift your top up. Lift it up.
No, that's
I want to see if you've got the six-pack now.
No, I don't have a six-pack.
Show us. Come on, show us.
Do you see what my T-shirt says?
Oh, distraction.
It
respect.
It says respect.
Okay,
now you just get some respect.
Okay, we'll
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.